You've been waiting all week, and it's finally here. It's another episode of The Wake Up Call. And now, Ren and David.
Easter bells are ringing, ding dong ding. April has her holiday. For is Easter Sunday morning, and Easter never looked so gay. Lovely ladies wearing new chapeaux, promenading with their bows. For is Easter Sunday morning, and spring is dressed in her best clothes. Children wide awake since break of dawn, rolling painted eggs around the lawn. Neighbors on their way to church who call, Happy Easter to all. Listen to my heart go ding, dong, ding, like the Easter bells above. For is Easter Sunday morning, and I'm home with the ones I love. Wide awake since break of dawn, rolling painted eggs around the lawn. Neighbors on their way to church who call, Happy Easter to all. Listen to my heart go ding dong ding, like the Easter bells above. For is Easter Sunday morning, and I'm home with the ones I
oh, what a magical Easter morning.
That sure has a holiday feel to it, for sure.
Yeah, if you couldn't tell, it is a holiday today.
It is Easter Sunday today, and it's the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake Up Call with my friend Ren.
And my buddy Dave.
And
I was looking for Easter music, you know, because I was like, they make Christmas music. They make Halloween songs. They've got to have Easter songs. And they do, but they're all from like the 40s and the 50s.
Oh, really? That's interesting.
There's not a ton of it, but there's like...
Who was that last artist?
That was Nat King Cole.
Was it? Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's butter.
But that's pretty much the biggest reason I chose it.
But it sounds... It did sound Christmassy, actually.
It does.
More so than Eastery.
Yeah, I wonder...
Is that a word, Eastery?
Easter-ess?
Yeah. Oh, there you go.
I don't know.
Get fancy on me there, fancy pants.
It definitely had a holiday feel. It made you feel like, oh, it's special. Easter's finally here. But honestly, I don't know if a lot of people really anticipate Easter the way they do Christmas.
Oh, I agree. And I think it should be... we had that conversation off mic. I think it should be the other way around.
Yeah.
Christmas has gotten so commercialized, but if they do Easter, if they turn to Easter, they'll commercialize that too.
It's commercialized. You know, that's my first thought about Easter when I was a little kid, is waking up and getting your Easter basket full of presents.
Goodness, yeah. Did you guys color eggs?
Yes, we definitely did.
Yeah, see, I still like to color eggs, but the main reason I color them is because then... Egg salad.
Yeah. Then you just get to have some fun
potato salad, egg salad. Yeah, man. Let's get it on.
Ooh, it's the egg celebration.
That's right.
Excellent.
Oh, that's what we're going to call this show.
Excellent.
Excellent.
Yeah. Easter excellence.
There you go.
Even though that one was probably the most overt Easter song of the show. A lot of the others are just sort of vaguely springtime.
Vaguely. It's right around the corner for sure.
Yeah, I've got maybe an egg song in there. I got a couple of rabbit songs in there. But for the most part, this is a celebration for anybody who just wants to enjoy springtime and renewal and rebirth.
All right, let's do it.
All right.
Did you say reefer? No, I'm
kidding. That is a plant. And it is. The springtime does bring plants. But no, I said rebirth.
Yeah, I know. But
okay.
You know where my mind was going with
always.
That. Yeah.
You didn't get enough when we did the Reefer Madness show last time.
More reefer, please.
Oh, you got it. Here.
Although I have found something new that I'm liking better than the reefer, but we'll discuss that later.
Okay. You got it.
It's legal, though. I mean, it must make sure that we're
in New Mexico. Right. We're in New Mexico, baby.
That's right.
I was just going to give us some time to maybe go and step aside and take a little smoke break.
Okay.
By playing a song, but I mean, we don't have to either. I'm not going to peer pressure you.
Okay.
Here's a song that just sounds like springtime. Under pressure. Here's a song that just sounds like springtime to me. It's about, you know, finding yourself and letting the birds and the sunlight into your room.
Okay.
But birds, not the pigeons.
Yeah. And or the bees. Birds and bees. No.
Yeah. No. That stays outside.
That's a different subject.
Let them in metaphorically.
There we go.
Here's Corinne Bailey Rae.
Three little birds sat on my window, and they told me I don't need to worry. Summer came like cinnamon, so sweet. Little girls double dutch on the concrete. Hesitate.
Girl, put your records on. Tell me your favorite song. You go ahead, let your head down. Sapphire and faded jeans. I hope you get your dreams. Just go ahead, let your head down. You're gonna find yourself somewhere, somehow. The sky, sunburned and lonely, sipping tea in a bar by the roadside.
Just relax,
don't you let those other boys fool you. Gotta love that afro headdo. Maybe sometimes we feel afraid, but it's alright.
Pity's sake, some nights kept me awake. I thought that I was stronger. When you gonna realize that you don't even have to try any longer? Do what you want to.
Girl, put your records.
Yeah.
this up and I say it's all right.
Essential springtime song.
Here comes the spring. Doo, 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 doo.
That was actually the first draft lyrics.
Oh, and they decided to
and
make
then
it
they
the
were like, no, that's too obvious. Let's do Here Comes the Sun. Yeah. No, I have no idea. I'm making that up.
Well, I don't have anything to say, Bren. I'm sitting here like, do I have a puzzled look on my face?
You do, but it's different than the one you normally have. Because I know you're normally trying to reach for words. But.
Yeah, you know, here's the deal: is we are gonna call this show Egg-cellent.
Yeah, Easter excellence.
Excellence. Yeah, I like that even better. Excellent.
It's Egg-cellent. It's got the alliteration that I love. The ee.
It's for the Sunday morning, the KSJE Sunday morning wake-up call. My friend, Ren.
My buddy, Dave.
And it's Easter. It's Easter Sunday. Mm-hmm. So I'm sure while you're listening to this, you're out looking for eggs.
Yes, or trying to chase a rabbit down a hole, like Alice did.
Did she do that on Easter?
No. I just thought, why not merge the two? Because Alice in Wonderland has so many like springtime motifs.
Oh, true.
Spring and rabbits and pastel pretty dresses. It's like, why not?
I was trying to figure out how to get her dress into this, but it's very springy, the dress that she wears.
Yeah.
It's not the kind that you should jump down a rabbit hole on, but it happens.
That was the Victorian age, baby.
Yeah.
They wore all sorts of elaborate clothes.
All right, so this segment we're going to have David's word. We've kind of quit calling it. I don't know what the secret word is.
That's the the thing I have.
Yeah, and then next segment we'll do.
Do you not like the name David Knees?
I like it all right. I was just trying to be something different. Yeah, no, it's fine. Okay. David, I've had it for years. I mean,
yeah, I think it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, you just all of a sudden seemed very insecure about it, like you wanted to change it.
I don't know.
Oh, okay.
Trying to class the joint up, I guess, because we have the Zen of Ren.
We do have that, which is pretty snappy.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. So I'm trying to just, I'm trying to stay equal with you.
Japanese is good.
Okay.
It's, you've got your own language. That's very true. Impressive.
Okay. All right. So we'll leave it. And I have a good one today too. So we'll get to that here pretty quick.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Well, let's have another.
Another song.
Excellent song. Excellent song.
This one's for my Grandma Mimi.
Okay.
Who I love, but she's no longer with us. Every Easter for a good couple of years, when my mom and my uncle were little kids, it would rain on Easter.
Oh, wow.
And she would get them all dressed up, and she would get the garden all ready with all of the eggs, and it would rain, and it would ruin the whole day. And so she was like, why does it always have to rain right on Easter? So I'm going to play a song by The Move called Flowers in the Rain.
Oh, how sweet.
And it's kind of got a loud opening of thunder, so I'm going to ease us into it. You hear it?
Get in the mood. Nice. Very nice.
Woke up one morning half asleep with all my blankets in a heap and yellow roses scattered all around. The time was still approaching for I couldn't stand it anymore. So marigolds upon my eider down. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain making the garden grow. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Side with all the windows open wide, couldn't pressurize my head from speaking. Hoping not to make a sound, I pushed my bed into the ground in time to catch the sight that I was seeking. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain, feel the power of the rain making the garden grow. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain, feel the power of the rain. Conversation with the trees, relieved to leave reality behind me. With my commitments in a mess, my sleep has gone away depressed. In a world of fantasy, you'll find me. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain. Feel the power of the rain, making the garden grow. I'm just sitting watching flowers in the rain.
That's a fun song.
That was kind of fun. Little flowers in the rain.
Yeah, even if it rains this Easter, take some time to enjoy it. Watch the flowers in the rain.
I wholeheartedly agree.
Makes the garden grow.
Absolutely. Mary, Mary, quite contrary. Is that how it goes?
How does your garden grow?
Yeah.
That's all I know about it, though.
Cockle shell. I used to know the whole thing. I don't know.
Then you grow up and it's like, I don't remember all these nursery rhymes. Yeah. Who would have thought? I left them in the nursery.
Well, I can remember the dirty ones that we did. The ones I can't repeat now. Let's do Debonese.
All right.
The secret word is
bustard. Bustard.
Bustard?
Bustard. Versus okay. The other, which is, you know, that's a very rude bus driver.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Traeger's Bar prides itself in bringing together positive people and sophisticated spirits. A truly welcoming group with New Mexico roots, locally owned and operated, Traeger's offers specialty drinks, classic libations, domestic and craft beers, wine, and cocktails. And for folks feeling a tad peckish, the doghouse is right off the patio with hot dogs, wings, nachos, and much more. Located at 5170 College Boulevard in Farmington, their website is traegersbar.com.
I love this bar.
Busturd.
Busturd.
Look at here, Busturd. What did you call me? I heard that D at the end of that word.
Busturd.
Busturd.
Yeah. That is a true Debonese word right there.
Yeah, it's lowbrow. It's a quick payoff.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right. All right. Well, we're kind of springy. I don't know. We're having some fun.
We're springing around.
Yeah.
We're hanging out. We're playing music about flowers and sunshine.
And Easter.
And Easter.
Eggs.
Eggs.
Do we have an egg song?
I have one egg song. I do. It's completely unlike all of the others. So okay. It might throw off this entire show.
Okay. Are you playing it this half or next?
I'm going to play it next half.
Next half.
We're going to start off the next half with it.
Oh, that sounds like fun. All right. Well, we got another one for now.
We do.
We have time for another one? Let me ask that.
We do have time for another one. I'm going to play a little bit of... This one's a new one that I found just for this playlist. It's by Kacey Musgraves, who I like.
I like her too.
And this is just another springy song. This is called Butterflies.
Oh, sweet.
I was just coasting, never really going anywhere. Caught up in a web, I was getting kind of used to staying there. And out of the blue, I fell for you. Now you're lifting me up instead of holding me down, stealing my heart instead of stealing my crown. Untangled all the strings around my wings that were tied. Full of color makes me wonder where you've always been. I was hiding in doubt till you brought me out of my chrysalis. And I
asking you, Dave, if you think that song is very country.
A little, not, but I didn't think of it country at all until you brought that up.
Yeah, it's got that wow, kind of steel guitar in the background, and I think a little bit of banjo.
Yeah, I think I detected a banjo as well.
Is it more country than Beyonce's new song?
No.
I think her song is pretty country.
It's pretty country. We're going to feature it. We're gonna do a modern country show, too, coming up in the next few weeks.
That's right.
Speaking of which, we have coming up, we're going to do a shout-out to Bonnie Raitt, who I absolutely adore. I think that'll be next week's show. Yeah, Bonnie Raitt.
That'll be fun because you can educate me on her.
Yeah, just absolutely. And, you know, she's like, she's older than I am, which kind of shocked me. I thought she was younger than me, and, you know, but I still have the hots for her. It doesn't change anything, but I did. She's in her 70s, but I absolutely adore her. And we'll have some of her best hits, too. I just adore her music and her whole style and her attitude. I mean, I've seen her I haven't personally been there live, but I've seen some of
footage of her live performance.
Yeah, she's a sweetheart.
Well, color me excited. Just like we're going to color these eggs this Easter Excellence episode of the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake-Up Call.
Wow, that was good. My friend Ren.
My buddy Dave.
Yeah, if you'd like to get a hold of us, give us a shout. InnerWestConcepts.com, all one word, all lowercase.
Perfect. And this next song is obviously, you know, what do you think of when you think of Easter?
A little rabbit?
Yes. Then this is the white Easter rabbit. Bunny. Yeah.
White rabbit.
This is the white
Jefferson
rabbit.
Starship.
Yeah. Jefferson. Well, this is before they evolved airplane, to a starship.
Yeah. Right.
Take it away,
they
fellas.
They traded in their airplane, right?
They traded it in for a starship.
Yeah, that's right.
One pill makes you larger, and one pill makes you small. And the ones that mother gives you don't do anything at all. Go ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall. And if you go chasing rabbits, and you know you're going to fall, tell them a hookah smoking caterpillar has given you the call. Call Alice when she was just small.
Listening with a smile.
Keep jumping, follow suit. You're gonna have a bright new future.
He had no hair. Lost that shot and he was caught out there. Saw the convertible driving by. Loaded a
to white.
I pulled out the jammy, thought it was a joke.
The trigger,
I pulled
his face.
The yo, reached in his pocket, took all his cash. Left my man standing with the egg mustache.
Suckers, they come a dime a dozen.
When I say dozen, you know what I'm talking about, boy.
Yeah, that's right, I'm the egg man. Driving around, king of the town. Always got my windows rolled down. From the throat, you know I'm the egg man.
Sound like a heartwarming Easter song for you, Dave.
Man, I'm so in the Easter mood now. Let's crack an egg.
Let's crack an egg because that was.
I want to go crack some eggs.
The Beastie Boys will help you out with that.
Was that the Beastie Boys?
That was the Beastie Boys, and that was their song Eggman.
Eggman.
And that was the one egg song I could find and screen before today. So I was like, oh, I got to throw this one in.
Eggman. Nice. Mm-hmm. All right. Beastie Boys. It's the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake Up Call with my friend Ren.
And my buddy Dave.
And we're doing excellence today.
Yes.
Eggcellence.
Mm-hmm. Easter Eggcellence.
Yeah.
And we're talking like kind of about how, like, Easter can be very meaningful. We're not saying that it's not, but you and I don't really celebrate it too much. No. Well, other than we'll paint eggs.
Yeah. All my kids are out of town, except for my youngest.
Mm-hmm.
And, he's at that age, 21, and, he's busy doing his own thing right now.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to bother him. But I can promise you that if my grandkids were here, we would be doing something bunny.
Yes, something bunny.
That's right. Either eating chocolate bunnies, you mm-hmm. know, something. Oh, Peeps. You got to have Peeps.
Oh, yeah, of course. Never been a big Peeps fan myself. They're too sweet is all.
Yeah, they are. But I don't care much for them either, but I have to have
them. You have to eat at least one.
At least one. And the other thing that I have to have is mm-hmm. a Reese's peanut butter cup egg.
Egg, yes. Which is just a Reese's peanut butter cup, but it's slightly oblong instead of being round.
It's a little bigger. So,
yeah. Oh, gosh.
Score.
My memories of Easter are always like getting sick eating one of those gigantic chocolate bunnies. Like, because I convince myself I have to eat it all.
The whole thing?
Yeah. I can't stop. I can't save it for later. And so by the end of it, I'm just like, oh.
I wish I had that problem because I can eat it all and not get sick afterward. And
that's
more.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's a lot of sugar.
We'll be back after a quick break.
Is your to-do list too much of a load? Is your business piling up? Well, you're in luck. Have you heard the scoop on the Poop Group? Whether it's poop stool, duty dump, whatever happens at your dog's rump, we'll take care of it. We are Farmington's one and only poop scooper. We provide weekly, bi-weekly, and monthly pet waste removal services. Call or text 505-330-0081 to schedule your poop scooping today. Don't be fickle with your fecal matter. Call the Poop Group, where your dog's business is our business.
The only time I've really gotten sugary sweetness was it was a place in New Orleans actually that we had just finished some beignets. We were going someplace and I don't know, it was a candy shop and I don't know. My uncle challenged me. I ate it and it was way too sweet.
No. Yeah. I'll pass on that.
I remember even what it was. Something Cajun.
Something Cajun.
Yeah.
And that's like a traditional Cajun dessert or candy.
Yeah, it was some kind of candy, Cajun candy. I don't remember. But yeah, it was chocolatey and caramely. And I even think they put sugar on top of that. I mean, it was sugar on top of sugar. I got a little bit of a rush too. Now that I remember right.
Yeah, Easter is, for me, a lot of it is related back to candy, which doesn't make it particularly special because Halloween's all about candy.
Yeah.
Except you got to go through a little ritual to do that. You got to go door to door and beg for it. I guess
this the Easter Bunny just throws it on your floor for you.
Yeah, and you just eat it.
That's right. You got to find it.
But yeah. Well, you know, once again, Easter, even if you don't celebrate the Christian holiday, it's a good day to celebrate.
Be with the family.
Yeah, be with the family, celebrate the spring, the rebirth. Mm-hmm. You know, that's...
Ooh, I like that.
That's where we get the word Easter is from a Germanic goddess, spring goddess named Eostre.
Really?
Yeah, I think it's E-O-S-T-R-E. And that's where we get a lot of our, like, the idea of eggs, you know, symbolizing fertility. Bunnies, they multiply quickly, so they symbolize fertility. And so spring is just, or Easter time is...
A new beginning.
Yeah, new beginning.
Yeah.
So I'm gonna play us a little mini Ripperton, and this is called Les Fleurs.
Les Fleurs?
Which means the flowers.
Suck les bleus. Les Fleurs.
Yeah. Ho ho. Enjoy.
That's right.
Somebody wear me to the fair? Will a lady pin me in her hair? Will a child find me by a string? Was born. It blooms to spread love and joy, faith and hope to people forlorn. Inside every man lives the seed of a flower. If he looks within, he finds beauty and power. More. A flower is born. It blooms.
La-dum. Can you tell me who that is, Dave? Would you know?
I might, but Herb Alpert.
It is. Yeah, it's Herb Alpert and the Tijuana Brass. That was Lady Fingers.
How do you? Oh, that's a sweet name.
Isn't it?
How do you like them apples? I guessed Herb Alpert.
Good job.
Yeah, and I would have said the Tijuana Brass, but I figured once I said Herb, that was enough.
Yeah, it's perfect. And admittedly, that song is going a little viral on TikTok. People are using it in their TikToks. I just think it's a really pretty song. I was taking a walk the other day during a springtime shower, and I listened to that song, and it just fits so much. It just captures the beautiful elegance of the springtime.
Did it make you feel at peace?
Yeah. Yeah.
And I kind of got that impression from the song.
Good. It's got a good back and forth. It's even if you don't, there's no words to sing along to, you can kind of hum along and feel good.
Hum along. Mm-hmm. With the hummingbirds.
Yeah. Which is a good reminder, when you're making your hummingbird food this year, don't use the stuff with the red dye in it. It's not good for them.
No, it's not. And you know, I did it for years with the red dye stuff, but mm-hmm. No, they don't. Just as long as your feeder is red and you have sugar water in there,
yeah,
they're going to come.
But then I also feel like I would look into like putting beet juice or something in there if you absolutely have to have it be red.
Beet juice. Oh, that's not a bad idea.
Beet
yeah.
juice will dye it a nice shade of pink.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Good. Wow. Horticulturist, Wren. But, no, I guess no. What aviator? No. I'm a bird person, Wren.
I'm a bird person. I'm a bird brain.
Yeah, there
that's
you
what
go.
You were trying to say. I knew it. Took you this long.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Well, it's the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake Up Call with my friend Wren.
My buddy Dave.
And we're doing, like, it's Easter Sunday.
Uh-huh.
And so we're just kind of chilling like a villain.
We are. We're enjoying the time off. We had Good Friday off.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. You did. I did not.
Yeah, that's true. Sorry. Yeah. I mean
the
school.
Rub it in. Go ahead. Rub it in.
That's what you get. And you've made me a peachy keen drink.
Yeah. It's very peachy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like it.
It's delicious. I love the pomegranate peach.
It's actually a peach tea, but it's made by pomegranate. And I think that's the name of the company.
Yeah, Palm.
Palm. It's
P-O-M.
Palm. Yeah.
Yeah, and it's like a good spring drink.
But I added a little peach crown to it.
Oh my gosh. So, what?
Yeah.
I didn't.
You are old enough to drink.
Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah. I can't possibly resist.
Cool. Yeah, it's very good.
Thank you, Dave.
Very good. Nice for a spring day, for sure.
Mm-hmm. Nice and cool.
Mm-hmm.
And this next song is by, it's a classic Easter song. I said that the first song of the show was the only overtly Easter song, but this one's kind of Eastery.
Okay.
The Bunny Hop.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, this is a vocal version by Ray Anthony and his orchestra.
Well, let's hear it, Ray. Lay it on us.
Do the Bunny Hop, folks.
That's right. And the orchestra.
Thank you. Dance is new creation. It's the new sensation. Do the bunny hop. Hop, hop, hop. All join in the fun. Father, mother, son. Do the bunny hop. Hop, hop, hop. Do 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 do.
The General's wake-up call was brought to you by the letters W, U, and C.
A tisket, a tasket, a brown and yellow basket. I send a letter to my mummy. On the way I dropped it, I dropped it, I dropped it. Yes, on the way I dropped it. A little girlie picked it up and put it in her pocket. She was trucking on down the avenue, but not a single thing to do. She went peck, peck, pecking all around. When she spied it on the ground, she took it, she took it, my little yellow basket. And if she doesn't bring it back, I think that I will die. I lost my yellow basket. And if that girlie don't return it, don't know what I'll do. Oh dear, I wonder where my basket can be.
So do we, so do we, so do we, so do we, so do we.
Oh gee, I wish that little girl I could see.
So do we, so do we, so do we, so do we, so do we.
So careless with that basket of mine. That itty bitty basket was the joy of mine. A tisket, a tasket, I lost my yellow basket. Won't someone help me find my basket and make me happy again, again?
Was it green?
No, 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 no.
Was it red?
No, 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 no.
Was it blue?
No, 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 no. Just a little yellow basket. A little yellow basket.
A little Ella Fitzgerald with her tisket a tasket.
A green and yellow basket.
She's going to go hunt some eggs here on the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake Up Call.
With my friend Ren.
And my excellent buddy Dave.
Egg-cellent.
And we're doing Easter excellence.
You know, that tisket tasket, I don't think she's talking about hunting eggs with that. That's something else I think she's going to
do. Oh, everything's always a metaphor for something else. I don't know. Ella Fitzgerald does a lot of, she does a lot of like really heightened covers of classic, like nursery rhyme songs.
Yes.
I've heard her do Old MacDonald.
Oh, really? That would be interesting.
A Tisket, a Tasket. You know, she, I'm sure they're in the public domain, so they're probably free to do.
Yeah.
Get the band together. Everybody knows it. And Ella will give that vocal performance that carries it through, even though you know the song and have heard it 1,000 times.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Coming up next week, I do want to promote Bonnie Raitt. We'll start doing weekly promotions that we got coming through.
Yeah.
But Bonnie Raitt, you know, let's just find out because it's got me curious. Hey, Siri, how old is Bonnie Raitt?
Tell us, Siri.
Is 74 years old.
74.
And on tour again and a new album coming out. Yeah.
How cool. I'm ashamed to say I don't know nearly enough about her, so it'll be a really cool show for me.
So you need to tune in next week, Rick.
I do. Oh man, if only I could be there somehow. I don't know.
Yes, indeed. Well, we got the Zen of Rin coming up. You know, I have to be real careful the way I pronounce that.
You know what?
The Zen, not the sin.
The sin of Rin.
Because our promo sounds like I'm saying the sin of Rin. It's
does
not,
it? It's yeah. The Zen of Rin. We've got it coming up actually right now.
Oh, good deal.
Let me find.
I am so ready for you to play it.
Prepare your mind, for now it is time for the Zen of Rin.
Hope. It's like a drop of honey, a field of tulips blooming in the springtime. It's a fresh rain, a whispered promise, a cloudless sky, the perfect punctuation mark at the end of a sentence. And it's the only thing in the world keeping me afloat.
Oh.
Tahereh Mafi.
That was fantastic. Nice job.
Yeah, I thought that was a good one. It's pretty dramatic.
And you
dramatic.
Were stressing over that. You've been... You know what? I was so worried because you were so stressed. I was even looking for stuff for you, and that was so good.
Thank you.
Knock that crap off now.
Okay, good. Well, I was overthinking of it. It's a very dramatic quote, and I usually like the slightly more subtle ones. But, I mean, sometimes that's just how hope feels. It swells up in your chest, and you feel good, and you feel like you can take on the rest of the world.
I agree. Are we about out of time?
We are about out of time. We got about 30 seconds.
To talk? Have a great week, Rin. I'll see you next week on the KSJE Sunday Morning Wake Up Call with my friend Rin.
And bye, buddy Dave. And we'll be honoring Bonnie Raitt. And have a happy Easter. Bye-bye.
Happy hoppy Easter, babies.
And just like any good holiday, spend it with the ones you love. So this next one is dedicated to the ones I love.
Oh, mamas and papas.
Yes. Yes. So nice. Long.
Hasta.
It's hard for you, my baby, because it's hard for me, my baby, and the darkest hour is just before dawn.
Each night before you go to bed.
Baby, and they'll all
That's it for now. Be watching Wake Up Call Facebook page for upcoming events and podcasts.
I won't say goodbye. I'll just say until we meet again.
Want to be a guest or have a question? Drop David or Ren an email at thegeneralswakeupcall@gmail.com. I know he'd love to hear from you. Until next time.
Boom, it's done. Be excellent to each other.
Always wear your clean underwear.